This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This podcast is about the importance of knowing where the exits are. The thing that struck me about this shooting in Vegas is that so many people said they were trapped like rats in a maze. They had walls all around them. They couldn't escape. Once the shooting began, they couldn't escape. They couldn't get out. And I understand that the concert had security to keep people out so that you have to have a ticket, you know, to get in. So I get that. But those same walls and fences and everything trapped people in there that you should be able to get out. I guess there's not a fire hazard there, so maybe it didn't have to meet fire marshal rules and so on, because you have to have exits in a building for people to be able to get out. But they normally don't think about that when you're out on a giant parking lot. But hey, sometimes you got to get out of that too. So my advice today, and by the way, thank you for joining me here, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with my 600 plus podcasts of this year, by the way. Over 600 podcasts I've recorded. Haven't released them all yet because the editor's still working on them, but this is over 600 podcasts this year. I know, crazy, right? It's way more than one a day. The point is, you got to know where the exits are. And no matter where you are, if you're in a building, if you're in a restaurant, if you are in a crowd, if you're in a concert, you're in a stadium, you got to know where the exits are. I got to tell you, I went and saw a concert recently, which is not something that I normally do, because frankly, I normally don't even have time. But when I heard that Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates were playing together in Austin, I said, I got to go. I got to go see this. This is too awesome. Two bands from the 80s, and they're playing together, and it's the actual artist. You know, it's not like the replacement Tears for Fears or the replacement Daryl Hall and John Oates. No, these were the real guys. And so I had to go. And I was in this large, I think it's called the AT&T Center in Austin. Pretty big building. They play basketball games there too. They do ice hockey and stuff like that. Big crowd. And I was just thinking all the time, I'm like, if something goes down, what's the best way out of here? And they have good exits there, by the way. I'm not saying it's not a safe place at all. It looked like a very safe place, lots of ways to get out. But what if the lights went out? How are you going to get out? So I carried an extra flashlight. I normally carry one flashlight. I carried an extra. So I had two flashlights that time in case one goes bad. So I had two flashlights, you know, everyday carry type of gear. But just in case, so you could get out if something goes wrong. Fortunately, nothing went wrong. The concert was awesome and really, really loud. And it was a fun time. And I also, by the way, there was a guy, this is just totally off topic, but there was a guy sitting a few seats down from me who was eating peanuts. I guess they sell peanuts in the shell at the concession stand there. And he was eating peanuts. And he was just chucking peanut shells all over the floor. And at the end of the concert, it looked like a peanut farmer had exploded there. There was peanut shells all over the place. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with you? Why don't you pick up your mess, man? Why don't you pick up all your trash? And I didn't remember this about American culture, but do people buy food in movie theaters and concerts and just throw crap all over the floor? Really? Because that just doesn't seem polite to me. If I had peanuts, I would put the shells in a plastic bag and carry the bag out. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, it's like, hey, Mr. Mr. Peanut, Exploded Peanut Man. What's your deal? But nevertheless, hey, in the scope of things, it doesn't matter. I get it. So what? But it just shocked me. It's like, hey, you're a freaking slob. Really? You like Hall & Oates, but you're a slob. Okay, whatever. In any case, know your exits, okay? Now, you got to keep in mind that the real problem in most of these events, when things go bad, the real problem tends to be other people. Now, I know in this Vegas shooting, the problem was, of course, the gunfire. But in a lot of situations, the problem is other people. Other people scrambling, shoving each other. How many soccer matches over in Europe or South America, for example, have involved people getting trampled to death when there was some kind of a crowd after the game that didn't like the outcome, or they did like the outcome, and or something happened and they tried to leave the field in large numbers and someone got trampled? How many people get trampled every Black Friday in America, where they open the doors at Walmart at 5 a.m. or whatever, and everybody rushes in there and they're just stomping all over each other and people get killed? I don't know if it's Walmart in particular. I'm just using Walmart as a generic descriptor here. Best Buy, I don't know, Costco, who knows? People get trampled to death all the time because crowds are crazy. So the other thing you got to think about is, how big is the crowd? And if you're in the crowd, is this crowd going to be unruly? You know, I was at a Tears for Fears concert, pretty much an older crowd, pretty mellow. But what if you're going to, I don't know, what's some young band now? Some death metal, some new young death metal band or something, where everybody's on drugs all the time. That's a different kind of audience. You might want to think carefully. You might want to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why am I here? You know, what am I doing? What am I doing surrounded by a bunch of drugged up, you know, hyperactive death metal heads with so many piercings that you can't even see their face anymore? What am I doing here? You might want to ask yourself that question. There are lots of things you got to think about being in public these days because of all this terrorism that's going on. It's not just the shootings. There are going to be bombings. You know, people are using trucks to ram into crowds now. Just walking down the street now, you can be mowed down by a terrorist with an ice cream truck. You know, sucks. You know, society was a lot more fun when I was growing up. You could, you know, kids walk to school. I walked to school all the time, walked home from school. You know, play on the big mountains of snow that were created in the parking lots when they would clear the snow off the parking lots and they would scoop it all to the edges and made these big hills. And you just climb the hills and you slide down, you know. So just an innocent little kid thing to do. That's what we did. Our parents weren't around all the time. It was okay. We could walk home from school. We weren't getting abducted or anything. Life was normal, it seems. Now everything's insane. So you got to know your exits. And finally, I'm going to wrap this up, but in addition to knowing your exits, I strongly encourage you, if it's legal in your area, carry a concealed weapon and know how to use it. I've been a strong advocate of concealed carry firearms for quite a long time, and I've carried for, I don't know, 20 plus years, something like that. And I have concealed carry permits in 4 different states, by the way. And I train in handgun combat and so on just for these types of situations. You never know. Don't be defenseless. If there is a way to conceal carry, then you should be able to do it. If you can't conceal carry, then, you know, don't sweat it. Do what you can, but comply with local laws. You know, be conscious of what you're doing. You know, pay attention. If there's places where you can't carry the gun, don't try to carry it in that kind of a place. But have a way to defend yourself, because you may need to. So thanks for listening. Be safe. Read my website, survival.news. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.